We're back live here at Crown Point Bulldog Stadium as we are about ready to begin the second quarter of play. And the Bulldogs are up 7-0 over the Maryville Pirates here in the Class 5A Sectional 1 Championship game. Crown Point now with a 3rd-and-3 situation from the midfield stripe as they have changed directions. Crown Point now driving towards the north. Maryville defending that north goalpost. No wind to speak of at all here in this cool but very calm night. Crown Point, first play here. The second quarter is a running play by John Sertich as he breaks off right tackle, moves straight ahead, and he's got a first down on that carry. As he carries it across the 50-yard line to about the 45, and that's about a 5-yard carry. And Crown Point looking pretty good here with a first down situation now inside Maryville territory at the Maryville 45. First and 10, Bulldogs. This is the 8th play of this drive here with 11:40 to go in the second quarter. Crown Point up 7-0. Mascarilla behind center. And it's an eye formation for the Bulldogs as Forney comes to the near side in motion. Handoff goes to Sertich as he scoots around to the left side across the left tackle. Straight ahead. And he is inside the 45-yard line down to about the 42, maybe the 43-yard line. Let's see where they mark the ball there. Looks like it will be right about the 43-yard line. So just a 2-yard carry there by Crown Point. It's going to be 2nd and 8. 2nd and 8 here for Crown Point as the Bulldogs quickly step back to the line of scrimmage. Again, another high formation, this time with Ernest to the far right side and Forney to the near side. Mascarilla behind center. This time, 3 down linemen shown by the Pirates. Pass immediately goes to the right side to Ernest, who slips and falls. He might have been able to get some more yardage, but it's going to be enough for a first down as the ball is caught there near the 35-yard line for Crown Point. So a quick slant pass to the speedy Matt Ernest from Blake Mascarilla gives the Bulldogs a 1st and 10 situation from the Maryville 33-yard line, and that's going to count as a 10-yard pass completion from Mascarilla to Ernest. Ernest with 3 pass receptions and 43 yards already on this evening. All right, in motion, handoff now to Sertich. Straight ahead as he breaks through the first line and then he's all the way down to the 30-yard line. And a short gain of about 3 yards. Looked like it might be more there, but the Maryville Pirates coming up quickly to make the stop. The 3-yard carry there. Score right now 7-0. Crown Point on top of Maryville. 10 minutes to go here in the second quarter play as the Bulldogs step up to the line of scrimmage. Maryville showing a 3 down lineman front, kind of a variation of Crown Point's 35 defense. And it's Forney to the near side. Ernest to the right side as wide receivers. Back to pass right away. Mascarilla's got a little bit of time. He's looking for it. Forney's wide open. Touchdown, Crown Point. It's Forney. 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 Exciting play there. Mascarilla had a little bit of time. Good block there in the defensive back from the offensive backfield there by Tommy Parks holding off that blitzing linebacker. Now it's going to be Mike Lipton lining up for the point after touchdown. Forney, the man who just scored that touchdown, will be the holder. Now we have a little bit of a delay here. We're waiting on Maryville to line up for some reason. Not sure what the delay is here exactly. Okay, now I hear the whistle, and they're about ready to resume. Ready for the point after touchdown kick. There's a snap, ball is down, kick is up, and it is through the uprights. So Lipton connects on the point after touchdown kick, and Crown Point is up 14-0 here with 9:45 to go here at Bulldog Turf. It's 14-0 here with 9:45 to go in the second quarter. You're listening to High School Football on WWLO 89.1 FM.
We've got things to do and places to be, so a current is still the last thing you need. We think there's someone you can call your friend and take care of it all from beginning to end. We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star Relay. We'll
take it from here.
List CARSTAR Collision Center is located at 1020 East Summit Street in Crown Point. Their phone number is 219-663-0989. Bulldogs football is brought to you by Aaron Pincus at State Farm. Have needs of your growing family, outgrowing your current life insurance? Aaron Pincus specializes in life insurance. His phone number is 219-663-9000. Again, that's 219-663-9000.
And there's a kickoff, a squib kick. Oh, it's fumbled by Maryville. And I think Crown Point may have recovered. And the Crown Point fans are getting very excited. Yes, Crown Point has recovered. A fumble by Maryville on that return. They're at about the Maryville 20 or 22-yard line. An incredible bad string of luck here for the Pirates as they are forced to go back on defense. And I did not see who the return man was. I did not see who recovered it for Crown Point. But nevertheless, Crown Point has the ball first and 10 after that freak fumble at the Maryville 22-yard line. And that's where the Bulldogs take over, first and 10 at the Maryville 22. The Bulldogs here with a chance to just totally blow this game open here if they can score on this possession. The Bulldogs step up to the line of scrimmage. Mascarilla behind center. To the right is Matt Ernest. Tommy Parks is flanking off to the right. Forney on the near left sideline. Now Parks leaning off to the left. Screen pass goes to Parks. He's at the 20 as he pulls over a defensive back. And he's down to about the 15-yard line on that swing pass from Mascarilla to Tommy Parks. So that's a 7-yard pass play to Tommy Parks. And it's going to be 2nd and 3. .9:13 to go here in the second quarter. Crown Point already up 14-0, but Crown Point threatening again. This time from the Maryville 15-yard line. High formation Bulldogs. Two receivers to the far side. Now Horney coming in motion to the near side. Handoff goes to Tommy Parks. Straight ahead. He spins past one tackler, and he breaks free. He's able to move ahead for about a yard. And Crown Point is going to have a third down situation now. And two. Third and two at about the Maryville 14. So not a whole lot on that play. Running play by Tommy Parks. As the clock continues to run down here, 8:35 to go, second quarter. The ball resting at the Maryville 14-yard line as the Crown Point Bulldogs step up the line of scrimmage. It's Forney on the near side. Forney on the far side. Ernest on the near side. Mascarilla behind center. I formation. Handoff goes to Sertich. He gets past one blocker. Straight ahead. And he picks up a couple of yards. I think he's going to be awfully close to the first down marker. Let's see where they mark the ball. And they're still picking up bodies. And that's a first down for Crown Point. Incredible. The Bulldogs have moved the ball ahead to the 11-yard line on that 3-yard carry by Sertich. And it's going to be first and 10 from the 11-yard line of Maryville. All right, this time Ernest lines up on the far sideline. It's going to be Sertich, the lone running back in the backfield. Now he splits off to the left, and Parks is off to the right. And now we've got a little bit of a, I think we have a timeout called by Maryville. Yes, we do. Maryville calls a timeout here with 8:01 to go here in the second quarter. Crown Point up 14-0. You're listening to High School Football on 89.1 WWL.
Crown Point High School Football is brought to you by Edward Jones. Edward Jones specializes in financial planning, retirement, insurance, estate plans, and trusts. They're located at 420 Maryville Road in Crown Point. Their phone number is 219-663-1234. Again, that's 219-663-1234. Or visit them on the web at edwardjones.com. Again, that's edwardjones.com.
Crown Point High School Football on WWLO and USO-365.com is sponsored by Lake Cycle, a provider of new Hondas and certified used motorcycles and ATVs with warranties. Lake Cycle is located at 7911 Taft Street, Maryville. Their phone number is 219-769-7184 and by Multimedia Music, offering audio production, multilingual voiceover, on-hold messages, jingles, and custom music beds for film, radio, TV, and websites. Information is available at www.multi-mediamusic.com.
And we're back live here at Crown Point Bulldog Stadium. And the Crown Point Bulldog offense has got First and 10 at the 11-yard line of Merrillville. Mascarella behind center, getting ready to go here, coming out of a Merrillville timeout. Merrillville trying to reconfigure their defense here. They're showing four down linemen and about three linebackers. Mascarella calling signals, no one in the backfield. And the pass over the middle is caught by Zach Sessions. Touchdown, 12 points. The 11-yard touchdown pass. Zach Sussex, 12 point up now, 20 to nothing, with 7:58 to go here in the second quarter. I'm not sure what Mirabel was talking about in that timeout, but whatever they were discussing evidently did not work. Ground point up now by three touchdowns, and Mike Lifton steps up with a point after touchdown opportunity as Ryan Forney will be holding. There's the kick. And it is good. Ground point for the 21-0 lead here with 7:58 to go in the second quarter. We'll be back with more high school football after this here on WWLO, Indiana.1 and IndianaSports.com.
Sam's Cafe serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner at 8251 East 109th Avenue in Winfield. They're a proud supporter of Bulldog Sports, and their phone number is 219-662-1402. Quick Copy Printing offers a wide range of printing and copying services. They're located at 1180 North Main Street in Crown Point, right next to the Jewel Plaza. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their phone number is 219-663-7799. Again, that's 663-7799. The law offices of Herman Barber and Adam Decker practice in real estate, business, bankruptcy, personal injury, family law, elder law, wills, trusts, and estates. Their phone number is 219-663-7400 or visit them on the web at adamdeckerlaw.com.
And we're back live here at Crown Point Bulldog Stadium. 7:58 to go here in the second quarter of play. Crown Point up 21-0. And the Bulldogs ready to kick off again. Mike Lifton will be kicking off from the 40-yard line to the Merrillville Pirates. And resting at the 20-yard line, ready for the kickoff. Two deep receivers. It's a squib kick. Another wild bounce there. Picked up at about the 30-yard line by number 10. And returning the ball is Mike Gates. Brings the ball out to about the Merrillville near the 40-yard line. A pretty good field position to start an offensive drive for the Bulldogs, or excuse me, for the Merrillville Pirates. So it'll be Merrillville, first and 10, starting the drive here with 7:55 to go left in the second quarter. Rostropovich coming up to the line of scrimmage from their own 40-yard line. A couple receivers to the near side, two receivers to the far side. Now in motion is number 11. And, we've got a sack in the backfield. That didn't work too well for the Merrillville Pirates. Handoff to the running back, number 22, stopped almost immediately. That was Ronnell Williams. Ronnell, 22. Yeah, so the ball now resting at the 34-yard line. Loss of about 6 yards on that play. That's got to hurt. Second and 17. And looking to throw, Rostropovich lowering, throwing to his right, and nobody there. The closest man would be number 2, Kyle Morris, and that was overthrown. So another overthrown pass there by Merrillville's quarterback, Rostropovich, and certainly he must feel a bit frustrated in this contest here. Now the clock stopped at 7:12 to go, and it's third and 17. Obviously a passing situation, or what would seem to be an obvious passing situation. Merrillville showing a spread formation. Four wide receivers and a single running back to the right of the quarterback in the shotgun formation. He's got a little bit of time. Rostropovich lets it go over the middle. Close spread. There's John Search. He intercepts it at about the 30-yard line. And he returns it to the Crown Point 37. So an interception by John Search. And the ball is intercepted at the 30, returned about the 37. And there is a penalty on the field, and I believe that's against Merrillville. Ground point is going to decline, a holding penalty. And, everything seems to be going ground point's way here in this first half of play. 7:02 to go here at the point of that interception. And Crown Point taking over at their own 38-yard line, first and 10. Mascarella returning to the field after a quick conference with his coach, getting the play called there. Starting from their own 38-yard line now on this drive with 7:02 to go here in the second quarter. Mascarella behind center. Forney in motion. And we've got a penalty. I think this time Crown Point may have jumped the gun. Well, let's see. Crown Point's pointing the other way. And although the referee is walking against the Crown Point position. So, yeah, looks like an illegal procedure. I think Crown Point jumped the gun on that play from the snap of the center. So the ball now at the Crown Point 33-yard line after the illegal procedure on Crown Point. It'll be first and 15. That might be the first penalty of the game against Crown Point. Bulldogs up 21-0 here with 7:01 to go here in the second quarter. Starting out now here on a first and 15 situation from their own 33-yard line. We've got Ernest on the near side lined up. Parks and Sertich, the running backs. Hand up does go to Sertich, and this time he is stopped for a loss as he hesitated in moving forward as he saw the surging Pirates running there, surging through the offensive line. So a bit of a loss. He didn't have anywhere to go on that handoff. Ball resting now at the Crown Point 32, a loss of about one. Loss of one in the play by Sertich. And it'll be second and 16 as the Bulldogs come back up to the line of scrimmage. Now this time I see Maryville showing four down linemen. Sessage lines up on the right side. Man who scored the last touchdown just a couple minutes ago. This time Mascaro looking to pass. He rolls to his left and he finds a receiver. Ryan Forney catches the ball at about the 45-yard line. He's going to be short of the first down. But he's going to be a whole lot closer to the first down marker than the Bulldogs were a few seconds ago. It's going to be third down and short. Yeah, it was third and seven. 16 there, I guess, on the last play. Now I see there is a flag in the play, and the officials are discussing what the situation is here. They're standing there at about the 45-yard line. We're going to get the call here. Ooh! That looked like a face mask penalty against Maryville. And that's going to move the ball into Maryville territory. The ball was at the Crown Point 47, I believe. And now it's going to be first and 10 at the Maryville 48 after that face mask penalty on the Pirates. Pitch out goes to Sertich as he tries to roll right. He's got a little more room as he gets across the 45, across the 40, inside the 40, and he's down at about the 38-yard line, and he's going to be awfully close to another first down. Let's see where they mark the ball. Yeah, it looks like he's going to be just short. Second and one from the Maryville 39, a 9-yard carry there by Sertich. 5:22 to go here, Crown Point up 21-0 as the Bulldogs line up at the line of scrimmage. This time Forney and Maryville both on the near side, and Parks in motion, moving around to the right side. Now we've got a flag on the field, and it looks like it's going to be an illegal procedure call against the Bulldogs. I'm not sure if they called it on Parks. He was kind of shifting from the slot back position, kind of off the right end, and then shifting towards the center a little bit. And he may have shifted a little too much. I'm not sure on that play. But anyway, it's going to be second and six. It was second and one. Now it's second and six. This time from the Maryville 44-yard line. 5 minutes remaining here in the second quarter of play. Crown Point up 21-0. Okay, now we've got two receivers on the near side, one receiver to the far side. That is Parks. He's in motion again. Same situation. This time taking the handoff, looking to throw. Looking to throw long. Ernest catches the ball. Touchdown. He caught the ball. Eric Williams defending for Maryville, but Ernest beats Williams on the long pass play. A 44-yard touchdown pass from Mascarella to Matt Ernest. Incredible. Wait a minute. What's going on now? We've got a flag on the field. Oh, too bad. And it looks like that's going to come back. Wow, that was so exciting. The flag is resting there at the 49-yard line, and that can only mean holding. Indeed, it is holding against the Bulldogs. Oh, man. Well, you can't have everything go your way. All right, so that's going to move the ball back 10 yards. 10 yards. It remains second down, but it's going to be, wait a minute, it's going to be 15 yards? Ball is resting there at the 41 of Crown Point.
Second and 21.
That was a 15-yard penalty. Holding. Okay, so that calls the brings the touchdown back here. That was at 4:43 to go here in the second quarter. Now Mascarella looking to throw again. This time he finds Forney. Oh, Forney. He bobbled the ball. He couldn't hang on to it, and it was picked up by a Pirate. It's an interception at midfield by the Pirates. I didn't see who scooped the ball up. Forney was bobbling the ball on a slant pattern, could not hang on to it, and he was in traffic, and one of the Pirates picked it up. And it's an interception by Merrillville here with 4:37 to go at the Crown Point 49-yard line. So Merrillville takes over first and 10 at the Crown Point 49, their best field position to start drive of the game. Ross Popovich looking to throw as he drops back, throws over the middle. It's caught by number 4, and he is wrestled down by Mike Moore at about the 42-yard line. And that was caught by Sam Vesely. Sam Vesely, his first pass reception of the night. Sam Vesely catching that pass. That moves the ball out to the 41-yard line. So that was an 8-yard pass reception. And we've got a penalty on the field. Flag is resting at the 42-yard line. Looks like it's an illegal procedure against the Merrillville Pirates. So that's going to move the ball back 5 yards after that exciting first down play. Yeah, it was second and 2. Now it's going to be second and 7 after that illegal procedure on the Pirates. Now on the near side hash mark, Ross Popovich in the shotgun formation as a couple of receivers shift sides there. A little bit of confusion there in offense. Play clock counting down at 5 seconds. Now the pass goes to the left side, and it's going to be stopped there at about the 43-yard line. A short gain on that lateral pass to the wide receiver off to the left, picking up a few yards on that play. Regaining part of what they lost on that last penalty. The ball is going to be marked now at the 42-yard line after it was at the 46. So that's going to be 3rd and 3. All right, 3rd and 3. And it's a running play right over the up the middle. And, boy, Pirates are getting excited about that play because they've got a first down. The ball is now resting at the 32-yard line, a 10-yard gain on that play. And the clock resumes counting down now, 1st and 10 and 32. And I did not see who the ball carrier was in that play. Sorry about that, folks. Ross Popovich coming up behind center now. This time, hand off to number 2. He's got a little bit of room. He's across the 30, down to about the 25. Number 2, of course, is the one and only Kyle Morris, who comes in to carry a ball. That's kind of a wide receiver run. And that sets the ball up at the 24. About an 8-yard carry there. And now another running play straight ahead to inside the 15-yard line. That's a pass play, from Ross Popovich to Kyle Morris. And that time, that puts the ball at the 11-yard line as Pirates are going with no huddle on that last play, trying to get back into the ball game. A 13-yard pickup on that pass play from Ross Popovich. to Kyle Morris. Now from the 11-yard line, first and 10. Hand off, goes to the running back, and he has a short gain on the play. That's, again, it looks like it's number two, Kyle Morris. So he's been running a couple of plays here for the Pirates. Looks like he picks up a couple of yards on the play. It's going to be second and 8 from the 9-yard line. All right, so now from the shotgun formation, there are three receivers to the right side. Dropping back to pass is Rakovovich. Wide open is number 4, and he's in for a touchdown. That's Sam Vesely. Sam Vesely scored from 9 yards out. And Maryville has put some points on the board. It's 21-6 now with a minute 24 to go. Raspopovich, a 9-yard TD pass to Sam Vesely. All right, Ryan Stokes now with a point after touchdown kick. Drew Dawson, the holder. Ball's down, the kick is up, and the ball is up and through the uprights. Crown by 21. Maribel 7 with a minute 24 to go here in the first half of play. You're listening to High School Football on WWLO 89.1 FM and IndianaDeskSports.com.
Crown Vine High School Football is brought to you by Edward Jones. Edward Jones specializes in financial planning, retirement, insurance, estate plans, and trusts. They're located at 420 Maryville Road in Crown Point. The phone number is 219-663-1234. Again, that's 219-663-1234. Or visit them on the web at edwardjones.com. Again, that's edwardjones.com. For nearly 60 years, Northwest Indiana residents have been selecting Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield for their health care coverage. In the region, we continue to be your local source for Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield individual, family, and senior health plans. Our phone number is 888-736-0811. Again, that's 888-736-0811 for more information on individual plans available from Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. In Indiana, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield is a trade name of Anthem Insurance Companies Incorporated, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
And we're back live here at Crown Point Bulldog Stadium. A minute 24 to go here in the first half of play as Maryville prepares to kick off. And back deep for Crown Point, the trio of Sertich, Ernest, and Forney. Here's a kickoff by Ryan Stokes from the 40-yard line. A high kick, and it is fielded by, looks like, Forney. And he's going to bring it forward. He's out to the 30. He's still on his feet at the 40, 45, 50, and he's finally dragged out of bounds to the near sideline of the Crown Point sideline and right about the 50-yard line. A nice kickoff return by Ryan Forney. He fielded it at the 10, brought it back up to the 50, and a good 40-yard kickoff return. Forney is quite the kickoff returner. He's had a number of good returns this year. And he's going to set up the Bulldogs first and 10 at the Maryville 49-yard line. So with a minute and 16 to go, Crown Point can put their two-minute offense into play, or in this case, the minute 16 offense into play, and maybe put some more points on the board before halftime. Mascarilla back to pass, first right away. He hits Tommy Parks for a short gain. Actually, it's no gain. Right at the line of scrimmage as he throws in the flat to the right. And pass is complete, but for no gain. All right, it's going to be second and 10 now for Crown Point after that pass play. From the Maryville 49, the clock continues to run at 47 seconds. High formation being shown by the Bulldogs. Four down linemen by Maryville. Wide receiver, wide left and wide right. Ernest is the near side. Forney on the right side. Handoff to Sertich. Straight ahead. And not much there. He picks up a couple, 3 yards. And maybe Crown Point's going to be satisfied with just running out the clock to finish out the first half as they have a 21-7 lead here in the first half. Play clock continuing to run down. I believe the Bulldogs have a couple of timeouts left. They're not going to call any. In fact, I don't think they need to run another play. The ball right now is resting at the Maryville 45-yard line. And that was a four-yard carry by Sertich, and that may very well have been the last play. Now there's a timeout called, I believe, Maribel called a timeout. It was 8.3 seconds. Maribel may be thinking they can get the ball back or force a fumble or do something crazy, maybe score something on defense. Let's see what happens. You know what? Let's go ahead and take a timeout here. We've got some time to do that. You're listening to High School Football on WWLO 89.1 FM and IndianaDesports.com.
You got things to do and places to be, so a car accident's the last thing you need. Good thing there's someone you could call your friend and take care of it all from beginning to end. We're honestly care, we're friendly and near, we're CarStar Relax. We'll take it from here.
This CarStar Collision Center is located at 1020 East Summit Street in Crown Point. Their phone number is 219-663-0989. Bulldogs Football is brought to you by Aaron Pincus at State Farmer. Have needs of your growing family, outgrown your current life insurance? Aaron Pincus specializes in life insurance. His phone number is 219-663-9000. Again, that's
219-663-9000.
Back to live action here at Bulldog Stadium. Crown Point lining up at the line of scrimmage. Mascaro behind center. Two receivers to the near side. That's Forney and Ernest. And it's a play-action pass. Mascaro's going to go for it. All the way! Who's got it? Oh, he overthrows Ryan Forney, and we've got 1.7 seconds left in the first half of play. Wow. Mascaro really let it fly through at the into the end zone. Overthrew Forney, who was in the end zone, but overthrew him by about 5 yards. He just dropped back to pass on a play-action and just let the ball rip. And it's going to be fourth and six after that incomplete play. With that incomplete pass, yeah, 1.7 seconds left. Who would have thunk it? All right. That was pretty exciting. All right, Mascarella is going to be in the shotgun. And now, hey, Crown Point has called a timeout. How about that? 1.7 seconds left the first half. Crown Point up 21-7. The ball is at the Maribel 45 on a fourth and six. Let's take a timeout.
Crown Point High School Football is brought to you by Edward Jones. Edward Jones specializes in financial planning, retirement, insurance, estate plans, and trusts. They're located at 420 Maryville Road in Crown Point. Their phone number is 219-663-1234. Again, that's 219-663-1234. Or visit them on the web at edwardjones.com. Again, that's edwardjones.com. For nearly 60 years, Northwest Indiana residents have been selecting Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield for their health care coverage. In the region, we continue to be your local source for Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield individual, family, and senior health plans. Our phone number is 888-736-0811. Again, that's 888-736-0811 for more information on individual plans available from Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. In Indiana, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield is a trade name of Anthem Insurance Companies Incorporated, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Back to live action here as Mascarell's in the shotgun. Sertich off to his side, looking to throw over the middle. Incomplete as he tries to find Zach Sesich on a straight ahead. No, that was Tommy Parks, the intended receiver. There at about the 30-yard line. He was just trying to straight down down and out, actually straight down run pattern, pass pattern. And it's deflected. That's going to be the last play of the first half as we come to the end of the first half of play. Crown Point leading it 21-7. We'll come back with our halftime show with a recap of the scoring and the stats as we go into our halftime show. You're listening to WWLO 89.1 FM and Indiana-Sports.com.